Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Go get Ben Glebe. Ben Glebe's going to be at Side Splitters. Funny comedian, but I put on Facebook that he's going to be on. Everybody's like, I love Idiot Test.
Yeah.
So I guess Idiot Test is very popular. I have a confession to make for Ben when he comes in the studio. To Ben, yeah.
Okay.
He'll be at Side Splitters tonight, Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. Two shows on Friday and Saturday, one on Sunday. There's Ben. How are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
I have a confession to make right out of the gate.
Please.
To Ben Glebe. How you doing, Eastern European UFC fighter?
That's what I bring with me.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys don't rough me up in here.
Good idea.
So, last time we had you on the show was on the phone to promote Idiot Test, and you were like, let me give you guys a couple of questions, which I know that you've done for several radio stations, I bet. You had it prepared for your radio tour.
Truth.
And then you threw it out there, and I was like, I know the answer to that one. I had listened to a previous interview that you did on another radio show.
Oh, and, you cheated.
Well, I didn't. I can't remember what it was. I don't know if it was.
We're pretty smart, though.
I mean, it had to be something probably on satellite radio if I listened to it. And I was driving and listening, and you asked a question, and I was trying to figure out in the car, and I knew it. I was like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah. So when you popped out with the same question, I was like, I know that. I know that answer.
You did not reveal this to me.
No. I never was, but now I feel like we're on a level where I need to be honest.
I like that we've progressed to honesty in our relationship.
Yeah,
I like
that
we get there late. In the relationship, every good friendship starts with a complete falsehood, and then slowly earns a modicum of trust.
Building it up. Yeah,
that's right. I like that.
Ben and I are pretty close because we direct message each other. Well, he direct messages me. I thought I was like, oh, cool, I got a message from Ben. It was like a promotion.
But it was a personal promotion.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
You didn't send it.
My assistant and I handle it.
Yeah.
I respond to the responses personally.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
What shirt are you wearing that I see? It looks like Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy Davis Jr. Men's shirt.
Men's.
Yeah, man.
Here's how I know you've made it.
Tell me.
I don't know what standard you use to judge if people are famous or not, but when you put Ben Glebe in Google,
yeah,
do you know one of the first things that comes up is
what?
Ben Glebe's wife.
Is that right?
You know that either a bunch of chicks wanted to bang you and know if you're married, or your wife is so hot, guys are like, huh? Let me get a look at Ben Glebe's wife.
I like that. It's especially telling because I don't have a wife. So
really?
Yeah, no
that's
wife.
Even better.
So women are like, there must be a wife. Like that's just Elizabeth Lame. She's a podcaster. It's Monica Barbaro.
Oh, it's
great
so
actress.
Funny because I went through and I was like, well, let's see Ben Glebe's wife. And you were
that's
with
Angie
so many different
Greenup,
women.
Co-host of my Oscar road trip, and I worked for the Academy Awards a couple years ago.
Go back to that one. Who is she? What does she do?
Angie Greenup. She was my co-host of the Oscar road trip. We took an Academy Award across the country in 2013 so people could like hold the Oscar. We launched on Good Morning America, ended on the Oscar red carpet. I'm the first person in Oscar history to lose an Oscar on Oscar night.
Because what do you mean?
It was taken away from us after this three-week trip on the Oscar red carpet.
Uh-huh.
And this was a honor we held by ourselves until La La Land had it ripped away by Moonlight last year on the same night.
Yeah.
You were losing Oscars way before it was cool.
Yeah.
You and Ryan Gosling, same person.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I have a part of the Oscar road trip that was something that Moonlight and La La Land did not get to experience. I got really drunk during the Oscars, as you can, because it's open bar, and you go out to the bar during commercials, but they don't let you back in during an act if you're not in your seat before it starts, so I would just drink throughout a whole act. I got really drunk, and then I get to go to the governor's ball afterwards with every big celebrity. Like only half the Oscar attendees get to go to the governor's ball, and I'm walking into the governor's ball drunk, so drunk, and right next to me, like 6 inches from my face, is Steven Spielberg. And I'm walking in, I look at him, and I go, I'm sorry, I haven't been able to do your movies, bro. I've been really busy. And he gives me
Does he laugh at that?
Gives me this like confused puppy dog smile and distances himself immediately from me.
That is great.
I just went dead. What happened there?
No, you might hit your volume on your leg by your leg. Show me the volume is there, Smash. You got it?
I'm back. I didn't know I hit that. It was 8 feet to the left. Something weird happened.
That's funny.
It was fun. It was fun. So yeah, I'm not married, and
you hear that, lady?
I'm not.
He's not married, and he looks a lot like he could have been a fighter pilot in one of the Star Wars movies.
You better believe that.
That's a good look.
Come on, Chewie.
I thought you said Chewie at first. I'm like, whoa.
That would have worked too. That would have worked too.
How do you know Bert Kreischer?
Oh yeah, yeah. I love Bert. The Bert Machine and I have been friends for a long time.
It was you, Bert, and somebody, a lady comedian. Who's the lady that, I don't remember, I saw somebody tweeted something at you about us along the way, right when you were on the show, and you were like, oh, I just did those guys. I liked that. I don't remember who it was. Anyway.
Bert's a good man.
Bert is an insane man.
He's an insane man, shirtless from day one.
Mm-hmm. When you go to, where are you from?
L.A.
So when you grew up there?
I grew up there.
Oh, so you're already there. What's the first thing you did, famous-wise? Like, when's the first time? Like, would you always want to be a comedian or an actor?
I always wanted to be a comedian and actor and late-night talk show host.
Who didn't want to do that? We all wanted Dave's job at one point.
Oh, big time, big time.
Sad realization when you're 46 and realize it's never going to happen.
I'm only 39. I still have hope.
You may get it.
I may get it.
You look like you could be on TV.
Thank you. Thank you.
They'd be like, who's that guy's uncle? Why is he there?
My first gig was in college. I had this TV, my own late-night talk show, Dave-style talk show, and my senior year was the fourth annual live Glebe show at UC San Diego. There were 3,000 students in the crowd. The Marines brought me into the show in a tank, and my guest was Carmen Electra.
Wow.
And it was such an interesting kind of revealing interview we did that E! Contacted me and asked for the footage for the E! True Hollywood Story of Carmen Electra.
No kidding.
They used like 7 clips of me interviewing her in my college talk show on her True Hollywood Story. They liked it so much, they ended up paying me subsequently. They got it for free, and they're like, we loved it so much, here's $300.
Holy cow.
That was my first paid gig in Hollywood.
So you did this thing on campus?
On campus.
And it was live, not
outdoors,
on like a...
Outdoors, live.
Okay. That's a great thing.
It's good.
It's certainly, if that's the area that you want to go into, you start building up that little following.
It worked.
And in L.A. So now you're like, all right, E's paying me.
Mm-hmm.
People are looking at me. I'm selling out campuses. It's going good. And then you're like, I'm going to the Academy Awards. Kinda. I'm taking one and I'm traveling on the road with it.
That's right.
I know. Like, I always wonder how, like, I have kids. So when they're watching TV, I see a guy who's the father in the kids show, and I go, that guy thought he was going to be the next Robert De Niro, and now he's like, oh, whatever, it's a paycheck, dude. I'm getting out of here. Yeah, it's. I mean, that's awesome that you get work, but it never is going to go the way you hope that it will.
No, yeah, it rarely does. Like, I never expected to be a game show host. I didn't expect that turn in my career.
You didn't? Because that's kind of like along the lines with wanting to be a late night talk. Like,
It is. I didn't realize that until I remembered after I got the Idiot Test gig that, oh, yeah, Johnny Carson, my hero, starred as a game show host, so that made me feel better about my trajectory.
So did one of the greatest late-night talk show hosts, Pat Sajak.
Oh, he was one of the best.
Yeah.
He was one of the best. What was it called? Pat, don't watch me, please. What on earth?
It was called I'm Trying to Be David Letterman, but I'm not.
Yeah, who wants to see Pat Sajak host the show?
Nobody.
Listen, he's great with letters. If you string the letters together, he could eventually make talk show words.
Do you remember, see, you're younger. At that point, when they were trying to take Johnny down, they gave anybody
Everybody
a show.
Had a show. Yeah, I used to watch Dennis Miller's a lot, and of course,
Arsenio. I love Dennis Miller's show.
I loved his show.
We had him on the show one time, and I was reciting things to him from that late night talk show host that he didn't even remember.
Really?
So it was Dennis Miller, and Nick Bakay was his co-host, kind of like his Ed McMahon.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
And Dennis Miller couldn't stop cursing. And
it was live, wasn't it?
Well, they taped it live, so it was all edited out. But Nick Bakay had a squirt gun, a water gun, filled with Brute cologne. And whenever Dennis Miller would curse, he'd squirt him with the Brute gun from across the way. And they did so many things on that show that were brilliant, and it just never...
Remember how he ended the show?
Yes.
Coming out on a helicopter and climbing up on that little ladder the helicopter dropped and bouncing out. Pretty cool way to end the show for sure.
There were so many great things they did on that show. The last week he just brought all his friends on, like Jeff Cesario was on. And,
oh, I love Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff is great, and they just tore everything up. He had Daltrey on the show, and they set this thing up where Daltrey would, the Who is always smashing their instruments. So they had this thing where he hit the desk and he pounded on until a piece fell off, and then he just got up and started smashing the desk. And it was so cheesy because it was so like planned out. But the best part is right in the middle of it, Miller just gets in the back and starts doing Pete Townsend windmills. And, you know, like, it was a way ahead of its time for a show,
yeah,
which is why it failed.
Exactly.
Ben
right.
Glebe is here. Ben is going to be at Sidesplitters all weekend long. Two shows tonight, tomorrow night, and then one on Sunday. Now tell me about Idiot Test. What do you have now? Who says you should go try out for this? Or you were like, I'm going
to... I didn't try out. They offered it to me.
Really?
Yeah, it was a pretty cool moment in my career. GSN, Game Show Network, had me on the air a couple times over the years before that, and then I did...
For what? Like, how does that come up?
I don't know. I had a general meeting that almost never leads to anything in this business, and then this one time, they ended up having me guest host this show called GSN Live. Then there was a special they were doing called Dog Park Superstars 2. They asked me to host it. I'm like, I'm afraid of a lot of dogs, but I'm like, I'll do it. It's a paycheck. And I was like, I hosted it like real ironically because I didn't want to be hosting Dog Park Superstars. So I was literally like, I had a beard and like I was being the anti-host, real inspired by Letterman. And like I ended the special howling into the air. I was like, howl! I'd never work for this network again. And then I'm doing this show for them again a couple years later called Mind of a Man with D-Ray Davis hosting it. And they got us drunk on the first episode. They wanted us to drink on the air. And I'm sitting there drunk in the hallway. And one of the VPs of the network is up to me. He's like, Ben, just so you know, we're looking to find a show for you. And I was like, that's great, man. Thank you. Sure, it was Hollywood BS.
Yeah.
And like a few weeks later, there's some Idiot Test right there. And then a few weeks later, they called and said, we want you to host a conference room run through of this game show called Idiot Test. And I was on vacation in New York, and I turned it down.
Oh, really?
Because I always fly back for stuff, and it never leads to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided last minute, you know what? I'm going to see if it's still available. I'm going to call them and see if I can. Maybe I will fly back. And they said, no, it's not available. We offered to somebody else. And
did you ever find out who?
No, I never found out who. I've asked. Nobody claims to remember. But then they were like, you know, I don't know if he's said yes yet. We're going to call him, and if he hasn't said yes, it's yours. And he hadn't replied yet. They gave it to me. I flew back for 12 hours from New York just to do the run through in LA and crushed it in this room. And they picked up 40 episodes from the conference room.
Wow.
No pilot, anything. That was season one, was 40 episodes. We did 210 episodes. We're actually done now. We just finished.
Holy cow. What, fourth season?
Four seasons.
Good for you.
Yeah,
money thanks. Good?
Money was good considering the number of episodes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you pretty decent.
And what do you? How long did it take to bang that out?
Very quickly. Yeah. Considering the amount of time, the money was great. It was, we would shoot 65 episodes a season in 3.5 weeks.
Wow.
65. Five episodes a day.
Holy crap.
But I was also executive producer and head writer, so I would work for a couple months beforehand on a lot of the content with the rest of the team. But I could do that at my own pace, and I could be on the road doing stand-up and sending in notes, and you know, like a real baller does it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you understand.
Is it hard to not, as a comedian, make fun of the contestants? Like
no, because I just made fun of them. Like, physical appearance, you have to avoid pretty much. But other than that, I made fun of them like crazy. I would just let them have it. So half of every episode was me just talking crap to them and making them question everything that they've done to this point.
How do they get on the show? I always feel like I could be good on a game show, but I don't think that I'll ever get on.
You just have to apply on the website, I guess. And
what are they looking
calls.
For? What are they really? Let's be honest. What are they looking for?
I think one of the things that they were looking for was like really good looking, young, like people that could be, you know, look almost like they want to be stars. And I think that was a mistake, probably.
Yeah.
And people want to see like regular people on game shows. And so that was the only thing that made it sometimes hard to riff with them is when people are trying to be funny and trying to like catch their big break. Is I want a regular person that I can mess around with, you know?
Yeah.
And so. That's what they, I think, often were looking for, but I think that maybe wasn't the best strategy.
I always, I think at some point I'll get on some sort of game show. I don't know.
It's fun to be on there.
Yeah. But
are you playing HQ? Pressure.
No, we just started talking about HQ because I've been dominating the Jeopardy app over the last couple of weeks. Nobody believed me. I had to show pictures.
I'm good at Jeopardy.
I'm good at Jeopardy I'm pretty good. When I play in my house, I'm a genius because my wife's not so smart. But when I also was cheating for a while because I found a website that would give out the final Jeopardy question.
Another cheat on quiz show questions. Yep. You're like the movie 21 and wrapped up in a host.
Yes, yes.
I played Jeopardy recently on Facebook Live with my fans.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I found a mirror, bathroom mirror that I set up so you could see the question reversed and play along with me and my girlfriend played. So it was pretty fun.
Now, let's talk about her.
Yep.
That she's not your wife. How long have you been with your girlfriend?
1 year.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's the pressure time right
is
there.
Is it? Nah.
Yeah, because you still like her, but she's like, what's up, man?
Yeah, but she's young. She's not on any kind of time pressure.
What does she do?
She is an actor, aspiring actor, and dancer, mostly an actor these days, and so she's trying to get that going.
So what I heard is a hot, young, flexible girl is what I heard.
Yeah. Those are all true.
You're on TV, so she's hot. Mm-hmm. You said she was young and a dancer, so I know that she's got some moves.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good for you. You live together?
We do not live together. But she's here with me.
Meg Leib's got it right.
She's here in Tampa.
Oh, Meg Leib's got it wrong. Why would you do that?
Because I am old enough now that having the sleep
with
my fans is not necessary anymore. I just lose fans that way. Right. People are always a fan until they come to your hotel room, and then they're like, now he's a regular dude. That was a lot faster than I expected.
But also, you don't, now you got Twitter. I saw Ben Gleam from India Test. Yeah, you don't need to see that.
Well, I was single during Twitter, and luckily, people are pretty discreet. I mean, not these days necessarily. But as long as you're a nice person and not a jerk, then they're still pretty discreet.
So you look like you'd be a nice guy.
I'm nice.
But
I'm
then again,
nice.
So did James Franco, and now look at all the things we're seeing.
I know. People are coming after everybody. I mean, obviously, some of the accusations about Franco are pretty messed up if they're true, and some, I think, are a little ridiculous.
It's a stretch. It's a stretch, yeah.
Like, the one that's a stretch to me is, like, the person that's like, oh, something happened in the car that was inappropriate. We continued dating after that and had consensual sex.
Right.
Like, so then it wasn't an issue.
Yeah.
Like, guys should be allowed to get action as long as it's not done in a way that offends you so much that you don't want to talk to the person again.
Now, if you're hitting on a girl, then
that's
you're subject
different.
To be. Yeah, I mean, like if I'm like, hey, what's up? We should.
And then your penis is out, that's a problem.
Well, if
but
you
if
ask
you're dating,
him,
right.
Yeah, you're not even allowed to ask anymore.
You're not allowed
Louis
to ask.
Louis C.K. was so nice. He was like, you guys mind if I do this? And they said, no, well, and they're still or like. Oh.
And I've known Louis for a long time, but. Asking at the exact moment something happens is not quite asking. It's sort of a asterisk technicality fine print situation.
Yes.
Do you mind if this continues to happen?
Right,
that just
right,
began.
Right. Is this cool with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I acted this out. If you can't see the video,
you
my
give
hand
a lot
dropped.
Of credit. To
a lot
Louis.
Of credit. Let me pull that back.
I always wonder if that happened in reverse. We'd be thrilled. Like if Amy Schumer is here and she's like, you mind if I keep doing this? I'd be like, no, not at all.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. It's like, not that it excuses any kind of brute behavior by men, but like, I don't think sometimes women understand how our, like, we are completely insane sexual beings. If women did anything sexual or asked to do anything sexual to us, we would say yes 100% of the time.
Absolutely.
100%. It's like when you hear stories about like, these like hot teachers that seduce their young male students.
Right.
Every man's like, oh, I was a dream.
Yeah,
that's
we
a
had
dream.
A kid like that in high school, and
he was a hero.
Nobody said a word.
He was a hero.
Nobody was ruining.
People
that
were
kid.
Buying him beers.
Yeah.
Now, but you have to also acknowledge it is different for women. Women are vulnerable and feel scared in those situations, and so if
but
they do,
also there's some slutty chicks out there. I mean, think about the sluts in high school.
Sure.
I know some sluts that banged their teachers in high school. Not in my high school, but I know about they did
I know
now.
About it, too. I know about it, too. But I guess I don't know. I feel, yeah. I mean, if they know what they're doing and they're truly experienced. But when someone's a power figure and a dude.
Yeah.
I feel
you know
like,
what? To be, and it's a creepy age difference and a creepy
and
guy.
Also, illegal is a big part of it. I would err on the side of trusting the woman in that situation. But,
yes.
But if it's a dude, all I'm saying is if it's a dude. It doesn't matter to me if the
you're not
I mean,
winning that.
Every guy is pleased.
Yeah.
I mean, we all wanted to have sex with a lot of our teachers.
Yeah, I went
no?
to Catholic school. Not that I would want to have sex with a lot of older chicks, but not like older women.
Never
but
a teacher?
Well, I didn't have any hot teachers.
Oh,
I had
sad.
Mostly nuns and priests.
I had some hot teachers.
I know, see, I did.
There were some teachers that would like tease you too. There were some teachers that would like, oh my God, like doing things to their podium as they're giving the lesson. I'm like, what are you doing?
You
there?
Know, accidental cleavage. Like when I was younger, we got a lot of that.
Yeah, is it accidental?
No.
Leaning forward, like, let me breach this chalk for about 3 minutes while you just see all the way, you're seeing their breasts.
And they know that, and
they
that's the
that.
Same thing. That's their power over you, but it's a different in society.
Yeah.
But also, as a guy, I think you'll disagree, guys are creeps. And that's
guys are creeps. Yeah. So that's why, like, I'm all in favor of women laying down new law and deciding what is the new norms acceptable or not? Absolutely.
Yeah, I have a daughter now, so I have a son and a daughter. There's a significant age difference, but if my son came home and he was like, I'm banging my English teacher, she was banging me, I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Right.
I mean, I don't like it.
And if your daughter?
I'd kill him.
That's the point.
I know.
That's the difference. So
I'd kill him.
Even if people choose to be slutty in their own world, it doesn't mean that people get to take advantage of that in power positions. I mean, that's it's just a weird thing in general. You know, people always, you know, the whole issue of slut shaming these days. Like, the only crazy thing is, like, men are pretty good at pulling off a lot of reverse psychology stuff. Like, we always call women sluts when we're the sluts.
Right.
Men are the sluts.
I never understood that. Like, when we look down on a girl who slept with a lot of dudes. Right? You want that.
How many people in college do you know that were like, dude, I banged four girls this week, the sluts.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, you banged four people. Each of them are probably sitting by the phone emotionally on the hook waiting for you to call. You're the slut. That's nice people that trusted you.
Yeah, I'm glad that I've always been like, as a guy, it's your job to go out and sleep with as many women as possible. And yet at the same time, if a girl does it, we consider that to be bad.
Sleeping with?
Yeah, exactly. We rely on you to be there for that.
Yeah, and it's either women that are sleeping with just you and then it's equal, or there's a girl that is giving it up to everybody and we need them too. We need them for our sheer numbers. Uh-huh. So it's important to respect that. You know, it is pretty amazing. It's like, I always wondered, it even happens in the animal kingdom, right? Cows are female. I only learned this recently.
Right.
And bulls are male.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when you drive through the countryside, all you see is cows. You don't see bulls.
No.
I think there are 6 bulls in existence. So who are these, like, pimp bulls that are roaming through the country, banging every cow on earth? Those are the sluts, again, on the male side.
They visit from Spain every once in a while. They leave the arena. Right. They come here and bang all the cows.
Yeah, once they've had enough human ass, they go back running at them from behind at rapid speed. So that's the way bulls like it.
Why? Where is your girlfriend now, in the hotel?
Sleep. Yeah. Sleep. Dead asleep.
I wish she was here. I have so many questions.
Oh, I know.
Will you guys make sweet love while you're here? Or are you at the point after a year where you're like, maybe?
Oh, no, we will.
Oh, you will. See, that's a good
that's why
year.
I brought her. Are you kidding me? Let me rephrase that.
The only reason
I brought her. Yeah. All I'm saying is the reason I love to have my girlfriend join me on the road is, like, she's the sweetest to hang out with, and I don't have to worry about hooking up. I've got the hottest person in the world that's ready to hang with me.
Will she come to your shows?
She comes to most of my shows.
Oh, man. She's really C-blocking the whole deal.
No, it's
fine.
You can't
even get any numbers.
Dude, you
on
have
the
no
side.
Idea how beautiful and amazing she is. I don't
Let's
need
see
numbers.
Her. Is she on the internet?
Yeah, she's on the internet.
Find her on the internet, Carmen. Let's see what she looks like.
She's on my Instagram, I'll tell you that much.
Okay. Go to Ben Glebe's Instagram.
At Ben Glebe.
Ben Glebe is G-L-E-I-B. He's going to be at Side Splitters this weekend, Friday 8 and 10:15, Saturday 8 and 10:30, and Sunday at 7 o'clock. Very funny comedian, and then at the same time, also host of, is that your girlfriend?
That is not her. That is Emily Ratajkowski. Like, but she looks
is that
like
Emily?
That.
It shouldn't look like that, though.
Toggle down.
Oh, wait, go back up a little bit. Tell me about this guy that died, this Jesus guy.
Yeah, Hollywood Jesus, like. Kevin Lee Light.
What did he do? Did he just kind of hang out?
He would just walk the earth like Jesus, and he was the nicest guy. He'd hang at comedy clubs mostly, and he was just like had a real like Jesus-like presence.
Everybody loved him.
Lovely guy. That's my girlfriend right there. We're doing a weird face, so.
Oh, she's very attractive. That's my type. Dark hair.
Yeah, she's incredible.
What nationality is she?
She's Colombian and Lebanese.
Oh, God bless you,
so it's a pretty
Ben
solid
Glebe.
Combo.
Yeah. And where do you meet her?
Where do you meet her? She was in the audience of my game show. So I definitely milked that one to the right
So
level.
Do you see them like rock stars, or you send somebody out there, go get that third row?
No, I just would like see her in the crowd, and then I'd find an excuse to talk to her during commercial breaks and whatnot. And then I got her Instagram info. And it's an interesting story. So I got her Instagram. We start messaging, and she says to me, "You know, we've met before, right?" And I go, "Where?" And she goes, 3 years ago. I'm sorry, 2 years ago, she was in the audience of my game show. And I did the exact same thing. I started talking to her and got her info. Actually, slipped her my phone number.
Really?
But she was dating somebody at the time and didn't call. And then this is us on New Year's Eve this year.
Oh, I like that.
She's amazing.
Yeah. She's very attractive.
Oh, dude, she's a complete 10 in both humanity and attractiveness.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
She's an amazing girl. She's super, super cool.
All right, I actually changed my mind now. I'm all for this.
Yeah, so here, I'll show you this photo right here. You're not going to bring this young lady with you on the road?
I'd like to go get her from your hotel room and bring her on the road.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, this is she's a stunning human being. You can't do better
her?
Than that.
Is that her behind
that
you?
Is her.
Behind
that is her. That is her.
Oh, yeah.
That is her.
God bless you, Ben Glebe.
Right? So, come on. I'm not interested in meeting anybody else.
No, I'm on your side in this one.
Thank you.
A complete turnaround.
Thank you very much.
Unless that's her ex-boyfriend. Then I
don't know who that is. This is all pre-me. These photos are pre-me.
She's very pretty. Oh, yeah. Look at that. We have very similar taste.
Yeah.
That is very, like...
Hot women?
No. I tend to fall in love with girls that look like my wife. Like, I like a dark hair... I don't know, just like a, there's like a northeastern kind of look to chicks.
I'm the exact same way. I love that whole vibe. I did an episode of my game show this last season where all four contestants, this is my idea, all four contestants were my ex-girlfriends.
Shut up.
No joke. Here's a photo of that episode. Look at this. All four of them. And three of the four are that exact same type.
Same, yeah, that's it.
And then the fourth.
The one blonde.
Yes.
Do they all?
Blonde is this is a very well known TV host, Courtney Hansen. I don't know if you guys watch car shows. She hosted all the Extreme 4x4 and Power Block on Spike, and used to host all these car shows and overhauling and all these shows.
Is that your type of stuff? Like you?
No,
yeah, no, I know.
I don't care about cars at
me
all.
Either.
It's
That's
very difficult saying. For us.
She's pretty hot too. You got a nice little lineage there.
Listen, so it was a weird day because I had four of my ex-girlfriends in the studio at one time. And,
do they compare notes at that point?
Oh, yeah. They all were talking. They were sharing a green room. They were comparing notes. It was really intense. Very intense day as a human being. I went out there. I could host anything. I've messed with the president on camera. I messed with anybody. And in studio, I had to, like, pause during the game show and, like, get water. I couldn't breathe.
I had to take a break.
And I asked everybody on the show, what makes you think you're not an idiot? But I thought it would be funny to ask all of them, what makes you think I'm an idiot?
Uh-huh.
And they let me have it, man. They hit me. It was really ridiculous. It was really fun.
What was the worst thing about you?
Messy, late.
Yeah.
That's about it. Otherwise, I'm great.
I don't find out my flaws until I'm here. These people are so quick to point it out. Like, every time I say, like, if I go, hey, Ben, I'm going to come see you in the show tomorrow night, I'll hear snickers in the corner from her. I go, wow, she's like, no way you're going to go. I'm like, I'm totally going.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you always say you're going to go. And I'm like, I don't need this from you guys.
He likes to make bold statements that never come true.
Are you going to come to the show?
No,
my shows?
Being honest, not because I don't want to. I'm going out of town Saturday morning, and I have something to do tonight. So,
I get that.
Being honest, though, I'd love to. There's a few
one
comedians,
of the greats.
There's a few comedians where I'm like, I'm gonna try and come to the show, and I don't mean that at all. And then there's some where I really try to go, and some I've gone and been greatly disappointed.
I get that.
This is Ben Glebe. He's going to be at Sidesplitters. You can go to sidesplitterscomedy.com, make reservations, or you can call at 960-1197. Now I see why you and Bert get along. I bet there's a lot of drinking involved.
Bert. Oh, yeah. Bert is the best. Do you want to hear an audio clip? I just found a clip of my ex-girlfriend, Courtney, the TV host, talking about dating me.
Yes,
This is from the game show Idiot Test. Here it comes.
Like from a relationship.
Oh, I thought I was gonna get to say what I didn't like.
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Ben, his apartment was like a hoarder's palace. Like the craziest hoarder's place you've ever seen. And when I first started dating him, I went to his apartment and literally there was no place to sit down because there were stacks of books and magazines and clothes and everything imaginable.
Always Christmas dry goods, no old food, nothing gross, just stacks of dry things. Yes.
Just clutter everywhere. And there was no place to sit down, literally, except the bed. Conveniently.
Oh. That's brilliant.
By design, America, by design.
That's brilliant. You know what's going on.
Dude, you got to create a path.
Yeah.
A path to success. I'm like a motivational speaker in this piece.
Are you still like that? You still
I'm a little bit better, but really drunk? Barely. I've got an assistant now and a girlfriend, and still there's often a path to the bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Barely. You know, what's the point of cleaning stuff up? I know it's easier to find. It's like a natural organization system when you just drop stuff on the ground.
That's how I feel. You can go through my house, and you can get to my office. When you go to my office, my office looks like it always looks like something fell in there.
Yeah,
you know?
Same
but
here.
I know where everything is, yeah. and it's all, that's my, because my wife doesn't like to see my stuff around, so she just pick it up and throw it in my office, and as long as it's in there, I know it's in there, I don't have to pick it up.
Yeah, I read an article that, like, they say it's actually, like, a very, like, natural organization system, because you always are going to have floating to the top of your piles the most urgent stuff, and you know you're tucking under there the stuff you don't need to see for a while.
What can't you throw away? Like, I tried to clean out my office over the holiday break. And I have a PS4 and a PS3.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept the PS3 because I liked that Call of Duty game, and now I like the new one. So I'm like, I didn't turn this thing on for a year. It's huge. Let me get rid of it.
I mean, can't throw away a lot.
In the office alone, we have literally hundreds of notebooks that have nothing to do with anything we will ever talk about.
Oh, you never know. I might go back there.
And he will and he won't let me throw them away. So,
no.
So they're sitting under my cubicle just taking up
I'm
foot
the same
space.
Way.
Thank you for that.
I'm the same way. I can't throw away any notebook. I've got like... boxes of old comedy notebooks. I will never touch them, but I can't throw them away. Any old phone, any old piece of technology, any old camera, I'll never touch again.
I have all my old phones.
Yeah, all same here.
I don't know why.
I just think it's interesting. I know one day I'm going to do Instagram posts. Like, look at my phones. Granted, I can just easily Google the progression of phones and post that picture.
But I have a pager that I found in my drawer that I still have a flip phone. And I'm not even
keeping it. You can pick up that Coke business again whenever you want. You know what I mean? It's a solid opportunity.
I got
opportunity.
The two tools that I need.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want to. I can't throw them away. I don't know why.
It's hard
it's
for
so
me
weird.
To throw stuff away. I can't throw away old magazines from like historical moments.
I was going
to
say magazines.
I like magazines. I feel like they're a great little slice of history.
Yeah. I like to pick them up. I have an old chest in my garage that had comic books when I was a kid. Mm. When I opened it one day, there was a Rolling Stone in there. And I from the 80s, and I went through it, and I was like, this is like having a time machine.
Yeah,
I go
incredible.
Back and find out about this band, U2, that's coming over from Ireland. That's
it's
gonna
incredible.
Be big someday.
Yeah. All of it on the internet, so we don't need it. No. But it's nice to have it. You don't get that musty smell from the internet.
It's true, you
that
don't.
You get from a box of magazines.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I gotta tell you, we have a lot in common, Bangley. We both like hot chicks and musty smells.
Listen, that's two of the building blocks of success.
What are you doing? You going to do a daytime show, I heard, today?
Yeah, I'm doing Morning Blend.
What is that?
I don't know. You don't know this? It's a big morning TV show here. No.
Morning Blend?
Yeah it's like the Today Show.
Hold on, I'm going to Google it. Morning Blend Tampa. Tampa Bay's Morning Blend, lifestyle entertainment. Oh, it's on ABC.
Uh-huh.
Who is the host of this show?
I don't know.
We're doing this together.
You don't know
the
this.
Two women.
I swear to God. Natalie Taylor and Carly Boyette. Is that real?
I guess so. Look at that. I didn't know this. Fun. I've never been on the show. This is going to be fun.
Listen, I can't even say anything bad about it. I don't know anything about it.
I like doing morning shows. It's really fun to go in there and mess with that world.
Do you...
I like to act weird on morning shows.
Will you change or will you go like that? Not that you don't look good. I just wonder if you care.
No, typically I would sometimes put on like a sport shirt and a sport coat and a dress shirt. No, I will wear exactly this.
Okay, good. I think that's the way to go.
Straight there.
That if I saw you on TV like this, I'd go, that guy's funny.
Right.
He looks like he's having
just
a good
surely
time.
Based on the clothing. You're just like I'm going to keep this on mute. I'm just going to judge based on the possible Star Wars-esque jacket.
Right. If you're wearing a jacket and a button-down shirt, I'd go, I got a jerk.
Agreed.
I'm not going to see him.
When I do the Today Show, I'm on the Today Show.
Well,
every
that's
month,
different.
I do dress up a little bit nicer. But
yeah,
I also have worn this
Today
jacket
show?
On there. I'm on the Guys Tell All panel on the Kathy Lee and Hoda Hour.
Oh,
I
okay.
tell all of the things that guys don't want told.
Now, like what? Give me some stuff that you ruined
really
for
that.
Us.
It's not really like that. We just give advice to the women in the audience.
From guys' point of view.
From guys' point of view.
Who else is on the panel?
Bob Gidney, the former Bachelor.
Okay.
Remember he was the funny Bachelor?
No, I never watched
like
any of the
slightly chubbier funny Bachelor.
Mm-mm.
Funny, great dude. And then often it is generally always, it is comedian Chuck Nice, who's awesome. Great, funny dude.
Chuck Nice?
Yep, Chuck
that
Nice.
Sounds like a rapper from the 80s.
It does.
All right.
He has a little bit of that vibe. And then it's a rotating fourth person. Sometimes it's a doctor. Sometimes it's Scott Wolf from Party of Five. It's a rotating.
Oh, really?
That's the Bob Bachelor right there.
Oh, I do know him.
Yeah.
I'd like to be on the panel. I need the every gay kind of guy's point of view.
Kathy Lee and Hoda are great people.
They're drunk.
They drink. It's real alcohol. Yeah. We drink with them every morning. We go there.
That must be so much fun.
It's really fun. I mean, Kathy Lee Gifford is just a TV legend.
Yeah,
she's an icon.
Yeah.
And you go there and she's the sweetest person and she drinks with you and she cares about your life and she's like, how are you? Things with the girlfriend good? She's amazing. She just brought my girlfriend. They brought my girlfriend on the last time I was there. That was pretty cool.
That always ups your game with other chicks too.
I think so.
When chicks see that you have a hot girlfriend, then they're like,
oh, I think
so.
His
girlfriend.
Yeah.
Make it all, yeah.
Yeah. Because they think, what is it that I don't have?
Right.
And
the
I got married, to keep that in their brain.
The most chicks come out of the woodwork when you get married. They're like, now you're married. You already got it. And that's when girls love you.
Even though I'd like to think that maybe online it's true, but at my shows, I get hit on a lot less by audience members in the last year. Since I have a girlfriend, maybe I'm not putting out the energy. Maybe I'm like actually happy or something.
Well, she's there too.
Yeah.
That's a problem. You bring
she
her on the road.
Goes around while you're in the green room, and she's like, "I'm his girlfriend."
Yeah.
So relax.
You look at my Instagram. Good luck.
Yes. Yes.
Well, look. I hope you make a lot of sweet love to her this weekend.
It's possible.
I hope.
If she allows me, it's never a guarantee.
Where do you stay? They don't put you in the disgusting comedy condo,
no,
right?
No. I'd try really not to do comedy condos when possible.
Yeah.
Just because, as you said, they are filth palaces.
Comedians
are terrible people, and so you don't want to stay where many of them have been.
No, and you look at some of the, God knows what Louis C.K. was doing.
I don't like comedians. Yeah, I don't let comedians into my house. If I ever have like a barbecue, just come in from the side. I don't want them.
Can I make
you
a promise?
Please.
If I ever own a comedy club in Tampa, which may be a reality.
Oh, wow, cool.
I promise you, I am specifically going to get a comedy condo so that I can make it the new, like, I want the reputation to be like, oh, dude, you got to stay at that condo.
It's going to be a nice one.
It's going to be nice. I'm going to have it all like, you'll walk in and be like, Alexa, turn on the lights. And you guys are going to be like,
I got an Alexa at home.
Yeah. And I'm gonna leave a little note that tells you when the sheets were changed.
That's key.
Yep. And I'll tell you, John Lovitz.
Send a video to the comics showing it being cleaning, okay. Time stamped.
Maybe I'll have it playing when you walk in the house on the TV if you'd like to see
maybe
what happens.
Catch a murder on there and all of a sudden stuff goes bananas.
John Lovitz was here 2 weeks ago, but don't worry, we've disinfected and do it.
Masturbate here? Yes.
What do you like? You guys like snacks? I'll put alcohol.
Snacks and alcohol would be pretty key.
I have a Budweiser endorsement. I get a Budweiser stock.
I'm a big Budweiser fan.
See? So I can have
Bud Light is my favorite beer.
I will stock your fridge with Bud Light. If you walk into my condo and you're like, wow, this is it's a nicer building than most places. And then you go in there and there's a note that says, I'll give you last comedian and when the sheets were changed.
Like
John Lovitz was here 2 weeks ago. Sheets were changed 2 days ago.
Love that.
And then you go, oh, this, I like it so far. Let me see if there's anything in the fridge. You open it up, boom, three shelves of blue Bud Light bottles. And you're like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Honestly, it's better than three shells of blue blood. Yeah. 100%. That would be so creepy.
If only there were Funyuns in the... And then there you go.
No one likes Funyuns. No one likes Funyuns.
Excuse you.
Likes Funyuns. No, it's kind of basic. But
no one wants to kiss a girl who's been eating Funyuns.
No, they don't.
Well, I don't want to kiss anyone after I've been eating Funyuns. I just want to keep eating more Funyuns.
I'm glad it's a mutual respect for each other then.
You should have a phone that's a designated line to the pizza place where you pay for it. They don't even have to pay for it.
Oh, that's nice.
Pick up and order it.
A red phone. It's got to be a red phone.
Right, yeah. And it's got a glass case over it.
I don't know what decade you guys live in. Alexa, Domino's, order a pizza. Yeah. And you don't even have to lift a hand.
Oh, also, are you going to have a little clue written there on a code and then on a little piece of paper? And then if they figure out the code, there is a secret compartment with weed hidden?
Yes. Okay, that's good.
These are comedians.
If you are a comedian who likes and will come up with the code word, then you may want to go in the guest bedroom.
If you are, it's like 97% comedian.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
If you leave a card and says, if you are a comedian that does not like weed, get out.
Yeah, you're the wrong place. Yeah. All right, good. That's is going to be, I'm telling you right now, my goal is to make you love the condo.
Are you going to have exercise equipment?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say you don't need it. Comedians don't move. We do not move ever.
But I will have a giant monitor on the computer with Wi-Fi so you guys could do all your porn stuff.
Oh,
I know
good.
That's all comedians say.
But then you're going to have a plastic covered mouse. And keyboard. Like one of those plastic and like replaceable base or like a little stack of Clorox wipes.
You just clean everything down.
Clean it all down.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm gonna have a good crew. I'm gonna have a hazmat crew go in there after every comedian and just make the place real again.
Me. It'd be honestly better to have a TV or a projector and no computer. We got a computer on our phone.
Just shoot it up to the projector.
Yeah, I don't want to touch a comedian's computer.
Right. Oh, that makes sense.
It's weird how much I hate my own group of people, but we're disgusting.
Yeah,
We're a bad group of people.
I've spent days in a hotel alone. I know what goes on.
It would be good if you had a phone number of like a cleaner, kind of like the wolf in Pulp Fiction, like somebody you could call if something goes wrong.
Yeah, right.
That would make your club a real success.
I would put on the coffee table a binder, and in that binder is a list of local restaurants and stuff that you can find. Then there's another binder inside that has the weed dealer, has the little massage lady that comes over the whole. I got all
the hand motion. I love the hand motion you included there with the massage. And like a third binder, Mitt Romney style, a binder full of women.
Yes.
That would be nice.
That
just a full of options, local options.
Mitt Romney style.
I like the guy with the tie just walked in. Everybody's here very cash.
You're the reason why he's got a tie. If there's a guest here, he has to wear a tie.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, right? I figured dress up for you guys. So.
That's really nice of you. But then the hair you decided not to do.
Yeah.
So I like that you're like just like business from the chin down.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's a wild party, a disheveled rave up top.
You need to expand your wardrobe for 2018, though. I'm sick of looking at the same.
I have more stuff, yeah, but I'm a lazy dresser in the morning. I'll just pick what I know works.
That's insulting to me.
Why?
Because I'm the one making you do this, and you're like, I'm lazy.
It's also true.
Yeah.
And also, like, you have a very hairy arm to have rolled up sleeves.
Yeah. Well, it just gets hot.
Are you doing a Robin Williams impression? What's happening? Why don't you just roll those down?
Aggressively hairy.
And wearing a huge gold watch. What rap group are you part of? Why are you even wearing a watch? Who wears a watch these days?
I do, I guess.
For what reason? How bad do you need the time? And you have a phone, right? Your phone has the time on it.
And nine things in here with the time on it.
What's the issue?
I just like looking down, I guess.
You're just trying to show off your bling to the world.
I do, yes. Maybe
you're trying to tell everybody, I had $60 once.
Yeah.
Hold your arm out. I want to see the combination of gold watch and hairy arm.
Oh, yeah.
It is very gold.
I mean, that very is hairy. An Armenian arm right there. Look at that. Look at that forearm.
Very unfortunate.
It's a heavy watch, dude.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Do you have a sore wrist when you go home?
Not usually. But I've been having
sometimes,
it for a while.
Though, sometimes.
Yeah. He's used to it now.
Sometimes you do. Why a tie clip? What does that do for anybody?
Gotta have it. Usually when you wear a jacket, you don't have to wear a tie clip because your jacket will keep your tie in place. But when you don't have a jacket, you wear a tie.
Did you read that on the internet?
Yeah, where's that?
Like, Esquire
tweeted it out or something.
For sure, yeah.
I disagree strongly. It seems like it's a point. What does it do? Nothing. It just looks weird.
It's more bling. It matches the watch.
I should get a gold one.
You should get a gold one.
Yeah.
Listen, then gold teeth you could also throw on there.
Ooh, I would just do one.
One gold teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do gold teeth.
Just one?
That's more? Be your last day.
Okay, all
right. We had a 20s-themed Christmas party here at this company. I was so glad because I had a pocket watch that I've been dying to wear for like 10 years.
Fun.
And finally, I was like, I gotta wear the pocket
watch. Did anybody notice? Did anybody comment on it?
Yeah, a couple of people were like, did you buy it today? I go, no, I've had it.
Wow.
I just never had a reason to wear it.
Fun. Did you think about continuing to wear it?
Yeah, but I don't have anything with buttons to attach it to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to Catholic school, so I'll never wear a tie or a button-down shirt if I don't have to.
It's a shame you just can't put a pocket watch in a pocket. It has to have such a whole thing with it.
People want
to
see it. That's the whole point.
Maybe you can put it in your shirt pocket.
You know, I think I don't even care about the watch. I just like the chain connection. And because sometimes I'll see guys with the wallet chain, and I'll go, that's cool, too.
Like, no,
they
pull it's not.
Out.
No, think
for
it is.
certain people. I'm not one of them. I can't pull it off.
If you're in Smash Mouth or Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, other than that, there's no reason.
Or a biker.
A biker.
Like, and I don't have either. Like Josh, our singer of our band, he pulls it off.
Yeah.
But he also wears ripped jeans and leather
pants. And he's a biker. Singer, yeah.
So if I try to do it, I just look like, I don't know, like I got a puppy somewhere that I've lost. I don't know. It just doesn't work at all for me.
This desire to utilize your watch and chain.
Right.
And not have to wear it in your pocket is exactly how Flavor Flav started.
That's right.
He just found a place. All of a sudden, you're going around the chest with it. And it's
like
all
that.
Downhill, but you have the gold tooth coming then soon as well. And all of a sudden, you got your own show, and you're in love with Brigitte Nielsen, strangely, in a way that no one understands.
What'd be worse, if a guy with a tie and a disco haircut comes and lets you in, or if he got you with a Viking helmet and a clock? It's the same
shot. Very similar.
Yeah.
Honestly, you do kind of respect the vibe more of the Viking helmet.
This is just me, bro. This is what I do.
That's who I am.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you, man.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'll get a haircut.
Ben, thank you for getting up early and coming in here.
It's been a dream come true. We had a flat tire on the way in.
Shut up.
And almost died on the freeway, so I've sacrificed to be here.
That's the other thing. When I own a comedy club, I will not let that guy's car take you.
Yeah.
What kind of car was he driving?
Well, he picked. I don't know what kind of car it was, but it was small, and it was a what? BMW, okay, fine, but apparently like an old BMW with faulty tires. Like
chances are it has a 19 in the year of the BMW.
I guarantee that because also...
2002?
2001, it's pretty
same
old.
Same thing.
17.
Oh my God. What did you do?
Hit the volume down.
Hit the volume?
Over here.
Look underneath the table and see if you see it. You got to get close to it. Look closely.
No, there's nothing there. I guarantee it. Holy crap.
Damn it, I couldn't.
Something is wrong. I swear to God, it just went volume 300. Oh my God.
You didn't hit it with your knee.
What?
You didn't hit it.
Look, it's 3 feet to the left. I did not hit it.
You're having what is going problem. On?
I swear it just
this might be a
volume.
New fun prank we need to do to our guests.
On my ears. I've never had such a loud noise in my ears.
I can tell by your face, but
oh
we did.
Oh, my God.
I can assure you we did not do that on purpose.
This is a morning of errors. He picks me up at 7 for an 8 o'clock appearance, and I'm like, why so early? He's like, just in case.
Traffic.
And then we get a flat tire, as though he planned that. And now I'm 8 feet from the volume knob. You guys keep saying, do you trust the volume knob? No, I'm nowhere near the volume knob. I don't normally do radio interviews like this. Hey, guys. Flailing my legs to the left and right. I'm sitting here like a gentleman in one spot. I practically could have a tie clip on. You don't even know. And
I gotta
tell
you,
now deaf
Spence,
for life.
Put his headphones on. See what the deal is.
I'm not putting them on.
That may have hurt your ears, but it was very funny.
Oh, I bet. Congrats.
Because we didn't hear it. All of a sudden, you were just like, is it loud?
I can read lips. I can't hear a damn thing you're saying now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What? Wow.
Oh.
That was... There's a definite technical problem in here.
If you hear ringing.
Oh, I hear ringing.
Oh. You see my point? What the hell was that? Did a choo-choo train just come through here? Do you hear that?
I don't hear it. Do you hear that?
I don't hear it.
Wait, shut up. I didn't hear that loud noise.
All right, that I heard.
Holy Lord.
In all honesty, the horn I have, but I did not mess with your volume. I don't know. I apologize for that.
That's all right.
Because I saw you throw those headphones off. I know that does happen to us occasionally.
Yeah.
Where we hit the button and we're like, ah.
Oh, my God.
I wonder, we must have a short or something somewhere.
What was that weird train sound?
I have a train horn. It's underneath where you're sitting.
That is way too loud. Why do you train horn?
To scare people.
Yeah.
Not a normal thing to have.
No, and I don't use it a lot. So, but like every once in a while, like, you know, Steve Byrne?
Yeah.
We've made Steve fly. He actually flew off the chair.
It's frightening.
Yeah. Steve Robert Kelly.
Steve and I had our first big break together. We were on The Real Wedding Crashers on NBC.
Oh, you were on that show?
We pull pranks on people at weddings, so I guess we deserve somewhat pranks being pulled back on us.
Exactly. There you go.
The ones that don't permanently damage your
ear. But I didn't. That wasn't a prank. We must have a short or something in that thing.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Your face. You threw your headphones off and you were like, ah, and I thought sometimes your knee, not evidently not over there, but sometimes your knee will hit the volume button and jack it up or turn it down, so I didn't know.
A lot of people guess with restless leg syndrome.
Yeah. I'm sorry we damaged your hearing.
No,
you know that when we first put the horn in years ago, because I don't use it a lot because I don't want everybody to know we have it.
There's Steve.
There's Steve. I got Kevin Nealon, and Kevin Nealon had an arrhythmia, and I think I fixed it.
Did you really?
Yeah, because he jumped and his heart got so scared that I think it went back to normal on the way to the elevator. He's like, I think.
Is this how you're justifying this insane?
Yes, I thought
train horn you have in your stadium in case you can fix accidentally people's.
I might be helping you.
Heart arrhythmias. Oh, there's Steve Byrne who you made have a heart attack, my dear old friend.
Yeah,
I almost had a heart attack. It's fun.
It is fun.
A lot of fun.
Are you videoing?
Oh yeah,
I'll do it now. You ready?
Wait, hold on. Wait, I gotta close that one. Hold on. Okay, here, Betty. This is experience. I'm sitting here doing the show, and then this happens.
This is the Mike Calta show in Tampa.
This is the Mike Calta show in Tampa, Florida, and then... No!
Something fell from the ceiling.
Oh, my... It gets louder.
Yes.
Stop!
Okay, no more.
Oh!
We've killed Bang Lee.
Holy bananas.
You'll read about Robert Kelly dying on this show one day.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
Robert's a good buddy, too.
Well, he'll be a dead buddy. Go to that funeral.
Please... Come and see my Laugh It Off tour at Side Splitters.
Tonight.
This is the first weekend of my tour, 2018 tour.
What? Oh, this is the first show?
Laugh It Off tour, the opening weekend.
Nice.
Who are you with, anyway?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know anybody you brought with you, no?
No, but
okay.
But Slay is my opener, and he's hilarious.
Slay?
Yep.
Who's Slay?
Slay.
Dusty Slay.
I don't know that guy.
Funny Dusty dude, just did Kimmel 2 weeks ago, so you get two great people.
Does he live here? Oh, that's why I don't know who he is.
He does.
Friday, 8 and 10:15, Saturday, 8 and 10:30, and then Sunday at 7 o'clock. Ben's a very funny guy. 960-1197 or sidesplitterscomedy.com. Make reservations to go see him. Thank you, dude.
Thank you.
Good luck on the... check out the broads on the midday show today. Carly Boyette and Natalie Teller, both attractive blondes. Like, how do we not know about this?
You have to be blonde to host morning shows, I think.
Yes. Although there isn't... We do have another morning show that also has one of the old receivers from the Buccaneers... And a hot brunette that hosts a show with him, but I never saw that show either. I just know it from the thing.
On the way to the TV station, I'm thinking maybe I should jack your boy's purple shirt and tie.
No, go with the Han Solo / Poe.
You think it's better?
Rebel. Yeah, well, it just
funny.
That guy's a rebel fighter. He's not wearing a tie. He'll never put a tie clip on.
Come on, Jewie.
That was good. We'll take a quick break. Jason Bieler is up in the studio with us next.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.